855 450 free. That's the SACL toll free call in line here. The live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. This is the show that we take your calls, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like. Free Talk Live is a completely interactive program, and the website's completely interactive too. Go over there. You can interact with other people through the chat lines there at cam.freetalklive.com. You can load stories and vote up other people's stories and vote them down and, you know, whatever you want to do. The website is expansive and made to serve you. It's freetalklive.com. It's Mark.
And Derek.
And I can't stop laughing when you do that.
Straighten my bow tie.
Yeah, you got a bow tie on. It's not like you see those things every day. Now, Derek, there's a story out of Baltimore from rawstory.com that I found kind of interesting.
Another Baltimore story?
This is another one that we were just talking about.
That city.
It is a pretty high crime rate there in Baltimore.
Bad enough. It smells like burnt tires everywhere in that city.
I don't know. I didn't like Baltimore much when I was there. But I did have some darn fine crab cakes outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
That's true. They do have wonderful food there. The seafood is exquisite.
But Baltimore, the city itself, did nothing for me. I really did not dig the city of Baltimore.
John Waters, though, gets a huge plug for being from Baltimore and pushing Baltimore's theater and movie scene.
I see. I'm thinking that I've heard that Baltimore has one of the highest crime rates in the United States too.
That could definitely be true.
So not to me, not an attractive, particularly attractive place. But
if you're not a criminal,
you'd want to go someplace where the competition isn't so stiff.
Well, that's true too.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland on Wednesday filed a lawsuit against the Baltimore City Police Department on behalf of a man whose personal videos were deleted after he filmed officers subduing and arresting a woman. So what happened here, and what happens in so many cases, is somebody, people are using the video on their cameras so much more often to videotape interesting things that happen in life, and among interesting things are arrests.
Yeah.
And among arrests, the most interesting are ones where the cops really go overboard.
Well,
and they don't like that. They don't like being held to account. They don't like that their job is shown, doing these things. I think that if, the situation is a person, is being violent with the police, that people aren't going to have a problem with the police being violent with them. But the problem that they're going to have is when the police overreact and punch people. I mean, there's a video on the internet of some guy punching some cop, punching some gal in the face.
Right.
She hasn't done anything. He grabs her arm, punches her in the face. It's stunning.
Thank goodness there's video of that, though.
Right.
Because now he's held accountable.
If she said that he did it and he said he didn't, there would be nothing. And so often the video doesn't hold people to account anyway, but it's nice to have it because it's sort of the preponderance. And I think that it incentivizes the police to be, more judicious in their use of force.
Yeah, finally an incentive that's going to hold police accountable and not act like violent thugs.
So here it says here, police officers doing their jobs in public areas are accountable to the public they serve, and camera phones have become an important accountability tool, said ACL legal director Deborah Jayon. It's antithetical to a democracy for the government to tell its citizens that they do not have the right to record what government officials say or do or how they behave in public.
You're here.
The lawsuit alleges Christopher Sharp was detained and harangued by police officers after he had recorded the arrest. He handed over his phone to officers after being told to surrender it as evidence. Once the cell phone was in the officer's possession, they deleted the video of the arrest and all the other videos contained on the cell phone.
Criminal. That's his property.
Well, it's that, and they claimed it was evidence.
What does that claim mean?
Well, if it was evidence of a crime, then they destroyed evidence.
Oh,
that makes them felons.
Wow, so, double standard.
Yeah. Let's step down here real quick. This is the show about your calls. Let's go to Lamar in jail. Lamar?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark?
All's well.
Hi, Lamar.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I wanted to say, I'm Ian's cellmate.
Okay. How'd you get on the line?
I got on the phone.
But the phone is always a collect call.
Yeah, it's a collect call.
This is a collect call?
Sure.
Okay, go on with the story.
Yeah, come I just on. Wanted to do something nice for him.
What was it?
I wanted to do something nice for him.
And what was that?
You know, he's my cellmate.
Uh-huh.
But, and I wanted to, you know, ask you, how can I get that boy to eat something?
He, believe it or not, does eat. He just has a high metabolism, and he's one of those skinny guys. He really needs to lift some weights if he wants to.
Yeah, get him working out.
The body.
All right,
of,
man.
Of
I'll see what I can do.
All right, Lamar. Thanks
for calling in.
I just knew that was going to be some kind of sodomy call, but apparently they didn't. You know, jail, and that was just one of the first things people think of. Apparently not. Maybe I scared him off with catching him on the collect call thing. For those that don't know, you know, those coming in on hour number three here of Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, the normal first host of the show, is on his, I believe, 27th day in the can for standing in front of a police car because he believed that a woman was being arrested unjustly, and he got 90 days for that. And it was, well, I guess there were three other people who did it, and they all got zero. So I tend to kind of feel like maybe they went after him because they felt like he was the leader or something.
It certainly looks like they're going after him if they didn't charge other people with the same crime.
They also called him, like, the leader of Free Keen.
Yeah, so. They actually used those words. That's silly.
So let's go back to this story here for RawStory.com. I'm heartbroken over the videos I lost of my son and I doing things together, Sharp said. The videos are keepsakes of memories like his soccer and basketball games, times at the beach and the Howard County Fair. It kills me the police acted like as if it was okay for them to just wipe out some of my fondest memories. I used to trust police, but now I don't anymore because of how wrongly the police acted here and because it seemed like it was just routine procedure for them. During the 2010 incident and Plimico race course in Baltimore, a 22-year-old woman allegedly punched another a person in the face and then punched a police officer in a resisted arrest. She was charged with three counts of secondary assault and one of a count of resisting arrest. And I don't think anybody would hold, I don't think too many people, enough people would hold cops responsible for, using force on a person who had done this stuff. If she didn't want to be arrested and she was punching people and stuff like that, isn't that what a taser's for? Isn't that what...
Ew. Hopefully not.
What are you supposed to do?
I'd hold her arm behind her back or something.
If you can do that, I mean, but frankly, you could dislocate somebody's arm just as easily doing that. I mean, you could break their, you can break their arm just as easily.
What about
as
a net? What happened to the days of Scooby-Doo, like, using a net?
I don't know if we do law enforcement.
Can't we just
nets.
Be nicer?
I think that there, I think that we need better technology. I agree with you that it would be really great if they could come up with the technology where could subdue somebody without harming them. And I think that was some of the intention behind the taser. And usually a taser doesn't have long-lasting effects, like, say, wrenching somebody's arm too far behind their back can. I only support the use of tasers if you're dealing with somebody who cannot be subdued. Obviously, you need to try to talk them out of their tirade. But if, for instance, it's a racetrack, right? Like, maybe she drank way too many mint juleps. Sometimes you're dealing, she's punched a couple of people in the face at this point. She's out drunk out of her gourd. I don't know what you do with that person.
Euphoria stun gun.
What's that?
Euphoria stun gun. It's the only
science fiction.
No, well, I think it should soon be created because that's the only way that you could actually subdue someone and it wouldn't be
laughing
hurtful
gas.
To them. Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
And it wouldn't be a waste of their time either because they would be happy.
I would think that, yes, as we can get better technology that provides more humane ways of subduing people, I think we should do that. But I think that the first and foremost thing you need to do is subdue people that are being violent. And frankly, I believe that that's true for government officials and free people. So what I often see is the government officials don't hold themselves to the same standard.
Absolutely not.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you. Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek!
Oh, God. So, how big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. See Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, and it's stupefying. You've got to see this video. There's so many other great videos there. As a matter of fact, another good one is Professor Angela Dill's Incentives Matter. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. Check out these videos. They're ones that I have handpicked myself with the purpose of giving a foundation of the ideas of liberty to people in economics. And while you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It is a course for people that want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, as you might have guessed. When you see those videos, you're probably going to want to share them on Facebook and that kind of thing. The more people that see these videos, the better off we all are. So going back to this story, and this really could have happened anywhere, the ACLU is suing the Baltimore Police Department, for some of its officers deleting every video on a man's phone for videoing arrest. And, here in New Hampshire, the ACLU has been basically asleep at the wheel on this issue. I don't know if it's because people in the ACLU don't like folks in the liberty movement. I've found this to be the case in some instances. For instance, I think it was the Jefferson One case from a couple of years ago. Remember the Jefferson Dance Party?
Yes.
The Jefferson Dance Party occurred because a judge ruled a couple of years afterwards that this woman who was arrested for basically asking questions at the Jefferson Memorial. So people went to do some silent dancing at the Jefferson Memorial to celebrate Jefferson's birthday. It was like a Sunday evening or something like that at midnight.
Sounds like a nice event.
Yeah, I mean, it's open to the public at all times. People can come there and memorialize Jefferson or whatever it is they do. Imagine during the day it's covered in kids that are running all over the place and screaming and doing their stuff. But, the Park Service people didn't like them being there, and this young lady basically just asked too many questions. That's what she got. She got charged for dancing, but she wasn't dancing when they charged her. She had stopped dancing. So
she was just making things difficult for him.
They didn't like that she asked too many questions, essentially, so they charged her. And then a couple of years later, finally a judge says that you can't do certain public events at a Jefferson Memorial, so the Park Service was right, and blah, 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 blah. And
they just made that up? Park Service just made that up, or was that a law?
No, I can't remember what the law was that they said that she broke, but something like disorderly conduct or something like that.
Wow.
So the reason that the ACLU didn't want to take that on, basically they were all fired, ready to do it, and then something happened. They changed their mind. They weren't interested. And essentially, there was a comment made to one of the people that was involved. I can't remember who it was at the time. I think it might have been Jason Talley, who's now the director of the CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. But he used to be the crasher-in-chief with Bureau Crash.
Right.
And I think that the statement, I think it was him, and I think the statement was something like, we don't celebrate people who own slaves, was essentially what they said. So you can see how, there's this kind of, the accusation, and I think it's not entirely unfounded, is the ACLU has a liberal bend to it.
Yeah, but that almost makes them sound like they don't support Jefferson, which couldn't be true.
Really? Why don't I? Apparently, for whatever reason, they didn't support this. They changed their mind on supporting this young woman who was dancing at the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah, I guess they
were going to do it, and then they weren't. And you can draw whatever conclusion from that situation you want. But the ACLU here in New Hampshire has been contacted in multiple instances on similar situations. Right here in New Hampshire, they have elected not to do it. And strangely, the ACLU has never gotten into any of the Free Stater, sort of lawsuit situations.
That is strange.
I wonder why. I wonder why the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union isn't interested in a group of people that are very interested in promoting civil liberties.
Yeah, grow a pair, guys. Come on and defend.
I don't think it's about a pair. I think it's about divergent political views. And I think that they don't want to support people that they believe have divergent political views of theirs.
I would rather believe they're cowardly than believe that they have such a strong difference of opinion about liberty and call themselves the American Civil Liberties Union.
It could be. I mean, I can't propose to answer why it is that they choose not to do these things, but there have been many, many different instances. I mean, for whatever reason, the ACLU of Maryland decided it was a good idea to bring a lawsuit against the city of Baltimore for deleting seeing this guy's phone videos. And frankly, I think it's a felony. I think what these cops did was a felony. They claimed it was evidence, and I will agree that it's evidence in the commission of a crime. That's fine. I don't think that means they should be able to take it from him. But then they deleted it once they did take it, took it, and then gave him his phone back. So if it was evidence, then they have destroyed evidence and they tampered with evidence, and that's a felony. So I think that these people should be charged. I don't think it should be a civil suit. I think it should be a criminal suit. And I think that the Baltimore Police Department that's falling down the job here. But the ACLU of Maryland thinks it's a good idea to bring this case, and I agree, it is a good idea to bring this case. But the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union has not decided it's a good idea to bring many different, get on board with many of the different cases that have to do with civil liberties here in the state of New Hampshire that have been propagated by Free Staters. And I, frankly, don't even know what the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union is doing. I haven't heard about too many of the stuff, too much of the stuff they're working on. So you might be right. Maybe it's for them, it's just a way for us to go to work every day and get paychecks, and we don't actually have to do anything. Or maybe they have divergent political goals, and they think the Free Staters are usurpers that are here to change the state in some marked way. They don't want to support them in any way, shape, or form, and they don't actually care about civil liberties. I kind of am of that opinion, and I'm kind of that way of that opinion sort of on a national level when it comes to the ACLU. They'll pick up civil liberties issues when it's convenient for them.
Right. Well, they need to win, right, to maintain their...
Oh, I don't think it's about winning. I think it's about some kind of agenda, and I can't put my finger on it. I'm not going to claim to be able to put my finger on it, but I don't think that the conservatives talkers out there are completely without merit when they say that the ACLU is just a liberal shill organization. I think that there's something to be said for that. I don't know what that means, and I think they could change that overnight. I think they could immediately say, we care about civil liberties, and we're going to support civil liberties. And they're going to really start doing that. And I think that some state organizations are better than others. They're not all, they aren't all dealing with Free Staters. So they're not all going to be like New Hampshire's is.
Okay. Well, I have a heart for the American Civil Liberties Union, having done some fundraising for them in the past. And when I took calls from their directors, they did seem to have a liberal bent. They would say things like, we watch out for right-wing extremism and things like that. So the Free Staters may be enemies to them.
They may very well be. And by the way, I was I got a membership to the American Civil Liberties Union at one point, too. So it's not that I don't have some warm place in my heart. I'm just noticing what they do at times. 855-450-FREE.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother war with me. No woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call in line here on the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek.
I gotta stop laughing when that happens. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. The ACLU won't represent you. Get jurisdictionary.com. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Matter of fact, courts all around the world that use the English common law system. Includes Canada, Australia, India. Those are the ones that come off the top of my head. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that an average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. I took the course. I do think it is easy, and it is extraordinarily useful. This is the kind of thing that you should have learned in high school and civics class. They really didn't teach you. There's all kinds of free tools there at jurisdictionary.com. Go buy the course. When you do, use the pull-down menu to when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt?
Hey, Matt. Gentlemen. Mark and Derek?
Hello.
Hi. You were talking about the ACLU.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, a little update on my court case.
Bring everybody up to speed on it, if you would.
Okay. About a week ago, I was arrested for walking in a forest preserve in Illinois because I'm a registered sex offender.
Right.
And as such, I am not allowed to walk in the woods. And
but you didn't know that.
Know that.
Yeah.
So I parked my car, and they ran my plates and found out who I was, and that's how I got arrested.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I follow.
So one of the first things I did was to give the ACLU a call to see if they could help me out, figuring they might be interested in this. It's a brand-new law that just came out in January.
Worth a call?
Here's a challenge for you. And I was told, basically, that they would only take court cases that they felt that they could win. So first off to tell me that they feel that they can't win my case. But I was told several other things by this woman on the phone who said that I wouldn't believe the amount of calls they were getting for these quote-unquote draconian laws that these people are passing.
Mm.
And she said that these laws were counterproductive and that you would not believe how many sex offenders are simply disappearing.
They get sick of dealing with all the laws, so they just kind of turn into non-persons and slip through the cracks of society?
Correct. And they start just, you know, they find ways to get new identities or whatever, and they start living new lives.
You know, you've got to ask yourself here, just you know, you, the average listener out there that thinks that sex offenders are dangerous people, and I understand how one comes to that conclusion. I get it. But if the government creates laws that are so draconian that sex offenders have to live in the woods, and that's what they have to, I mean, there's a special on Oprah I saw where the sex offenders are living in the woods, the Oprah Network. Sex offenders living in the woods. If you know, a guy wants to take a walk through a public park that his taxes force him to pay for, and he gets thrown in jail, you know, I mean, it seems like once a guy does his time, he should be able to reenter society. He can't reenter society. Do you really want these sort of shadowy, nebulous sex offenders lurking on the outskirts of society? And what do you think's more likely to drive them to commit again? Is whether they, you know, if they can reenter society and make a good life for themselves, or if they just can't do it because the government won't let them.
Yeah, one of the problems that I have is, you know, I did, and it was wrong, and I'm not going to go into excuses or anything. I would have had a defense to put up had I had the money to put up that defense, but I didn't, and I just pled guilty.
Yep, this happens to so many people.
So what I did, it was not violent. However, I am defined as a violent sex offender. And just to, the crime I committed was called aggravated sexual assault, which defines you as a violent sex offender. And just to give you an idea, my nephew was also convicted of the same crime. He was 21 and had a 15-year-old girlfriend and had consensual sex.
And that's called aggravated?
That's called aggravated
assault?
Criminal sexual assault.
Wow.
That's what they called it. And he is also a violent sexual predator. That's what they call him. So that's how screwed up these definitions are. I mean, you would think a violent sexual predator would be somebody who would kidnap a little kid from a school and do something very, very sick and gross. But that's not the case.
Yeah, it shouldn't be called a violent offense if there was no violence used. I mean, I can understand why they can come up with you know, statements like, you know, I can see, I suppose, where they're talking about an 8-year-old that they can't consent, and I get that, but I don't know that I would call it violent. I would call it a sex offense.
Well, this is another case where language matters. You imagine the way a cop would act if he looked up a person and saw that he was a violent sexual predator as opposed to someone who had a 15-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big difference.
Well,
so
when,
the ACLU
when,
just said, go ahead.
When I go and I have to register every year at the police station, and the last time I went and registered, the police looked at me and they said, "Well, what did you do?" And I told them, and he just shook his head. He just shook his head, and because he knew that this was a wrong way to qualify me, and basically, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm not trying to make excuses, but basically, I touched somebody's breast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did, and That was enough.
Right. Wow.
And that's violent. She was only 14 years old, and she was sleeping over at my house, but, you know, I didn't really do anything that should have been considered violent.
Yeah, it sounds like a, you know, I mean, it's clearly a bad decision. There's no doubt about it, but, you know, when you get a sense of, when you sentence someone so harshly that for the rest of their life they can't go to parks and they're dealing with all these things over and over again, I mean, the person should deal with whatever the sentence is, should be given initially, and not this kind of drug out thing where they go, you know, they're cycled through the system for the rest of their lives, constantly getting thrown in jail for little petty offenses that nobody would have ever said made any kind of sense.
The punishment lasts their entire life.
It's painful for me to think about. I mean, I've said I was sorry.
Yep. This is a poor choice, right?
I've done what they required me to do. I did everything to try to make this right, and I just, you know, it gets painful to even think about it, and I got to keep living it over and over again.
Yeah, never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
And you're saying, Matt, that the ACLU wouldn't take on this case because they felt like they wouldn't win it, and this is just one of a number of cases that the ACLU is hearing?
Correct. It's that's what this lady was telling me. She, you know, she said there's people living in tents out here because they can't live close to schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine there's people that are worse off than me, but
sure.
I mean, oh my Lord.
Well, those listening to Matt's story, is this what you want to incentivize?
Right. Is this the desperation that you want to create in the life of a sex offender? Because desperate men do desperate things.
Right.
I should say desperate people do desperate things. And that's not going to incentivize him to live get out and live a clean, straight life. And this is what so many of these laws that punish people after their sentence do. Matt, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, and I feel your pain. I'm sorry you have to deal with it, and you know, it's a bad decision, but should it be a life sentence? Free Talk Live. Let me know. Should it be?
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got. Gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Derek.
Derek. Now,
I have a story. I have a story for us, Mark. Yeah, that caller, Matt, who just called in,
yeah.
About a sex offender, just to catch anybody up who hadn't heard, there's a man who called about a story about a sex offender and the way it really ruins people's lives, or at least changes it, the way they have to live for the rest of their life.
He is a sex offender. He's on the registry and all that stuff, and he was walking in a park, and apparently they passed some new law that says you can't walk in a park if you're a sex offender, because God knows you'll hide behind a tree and grab some little kid and run off.
Right.
And as it gets more and more difficult to live as a sex offender, you drive these people into greater and greater states of desperation.
So that's to catch everybody up, but my story is that I had a youth pastor when I was younger, from grades 7 to sophomore year of high school, and this person was like another father to me during this time, and because he was accused of having a relationship with one of the youth, he was immediately banned from speaking with any of the youth in the congregation. He couldn't be on the church premises, and he was in his last week of seminary school, but was cut off from that. He wasn't able to graduate, wasn't able to earn a certificate or anything, so this is just an accusation. It was then proven to be a false claim, mm-hmm. and all of this still remains true, that had his life changed.
Just because the accusation is so large, and it is, when you're talking about an accusation like this, it is a big deal. And I'm not saying that these people should be, without some kind of punishment or, making up to, I don't know. I'm not claiming that there should be no consequences for their actions. I'm just saying that if you're going to sentence one of these guys to 3 years and then the rest of their life to having to, be on this list. They can't live in any place that's within, a 1,000 yards of a playground or a church or, any place that children congregate. They can't walk through the woods. I mean, you just don't know what that's like. And to create, they're essentially the new lepers.
Right. Yeah.
they have to live out in the woods.
Untouchables.
In so many ways, they have to live out in the woods. In many cases, it's difficult to get jobs.
Well, yeah, this person eventually had to start up his own photography business, do something on his own.
Convicted felon. That's not a sex crime or anything like that. But I'm a convicted felon, and I didn't come out about having this crime on my record until after I started my own business. Now I'm comfortable that my radio talk show is going to do well and all that stuff. I, you know, life is good. I can let people know and maybe they'll be edified in some way, having knowing that, you know, a guy can go to prison for second degree murder and come out and live, you know, a good life and have a wife and, you know, start a nationally syndicated radio program and be successful, and that these things are possible.
That would be success.
That is success. I mean, to my mind, I mean, the happiest guy I know.
But, well, next but to that's you. That's what we well, thank you. I'm just gay. You're happy.
I'm happy. That's
so
right.
No, that is success for the prison system. I don't hear many stories where people have lives.
I'm not necessarily going to accredit the prison system other than as a deterrent.
I see.
You know, like, you know, I think that there are probably many people who go into prison don't have any kind of tools to understand how not to go back. And I don't think prison provides anybody with any of those tools. I think in my case that essentially, I chose to make some bad decisions at one point, and I saw what those bad decisions resulted in, and I didn't want any more of that, still don't want any more of that, so I choose not to make those bad decisions. You know, so that's how it is for me in my life. Let's, you know, enough about me. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Hey, guys. Free and Freeman.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Day 27, he's caged like a rabid wolverine. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's not much like a wolverine.
Go Blue, by the way. Hey, I hope that Mr. Artist who got his leg broken, I hope his attorney isn't afraid of an open courtroom, because that one would be fun to watch.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, depose the judge, all the cops. I mean, you know, that one's, that's ridiculous.
Indeed, it's frightening.
Well, yeah, I share your sentiment.
That needs to be litigated right to the left field fence, you know.
Well,
and right in front of a jury.
It's amazing how many of these stories are out there. Cops just seem to hate cameras right now. And I think that this whole issue is coming to a head. I think we're going to see a real sea change. At some point in the next few years, cops aren't going to be doing this anymore, because I think that so many people have, you know, taken it, you know, that have stood up bravely. And they need to stand up bravely, take it to the limit. It's sad that we, the people, the employers of these servants, have to stand up to them and spend our own money where they don't have to, but that's sadly the case.
And the accountability shouldn't end with cops. It has to include the court as well.
I would agree.
Well, you're right. You're right, Derek and Mark. And to have the citizens of several states being busted up like this for just sitting there, I mean, that's crazy. You know, and while you're just mentioning all those high techies out there, that reminds me, you know, have your cameras go live to the net so they can't, like Jay's girlfriend the other night, the cops took his her camera after his arrest and deleted it. It goes right to the net. That's right where it should go. If you're an activist, I mean, you know, just have it ready to go right there. You know, you guys have talked about that, but that's the way to do that.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I had my microphone off, Derek.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to be ready for these things.
Yeah, and Lamar, that was a nice call, man. When I heard I'm Ian's cellmate, I said, oh, here we go.
Yeah. I thought it was going to get worse than that. I mean,
wasn't that endearing, though?
That was really good. And hey, Derek, I liked your take on the customs for Simona.
Oh, thank you, Captain Ned.
The international prostitute angle was interesting. And she's not as cute as Danica Patrick, you know, but
everybody's got their taste.
I can't wait till Danica starts trading paint with the NAS next. Well, hey, guys, good show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain. He makes a great point about activists keeping cameras on them. I think the camera is the new gun.
I absolutely agree. A call was coming in on the amp line here, and you know, frankly, for those that have that are amplifiers, thank you for amping. But the new number 855-450-3733 is the best way to get served as a caller on Free Talk Live, because it allows us to interact much more quickly with the call, to know who's coming in. You know, sadly, the way things are now with the amp line, I have to wait until the middle of, you know, till the segment's over, go take the call and find out, you know, who it is, what they want to talk about, that kind of thing. Or I go in blind. If I go in blind, there's no guarantee to me that, in fact, somebody's going to be on the line.
Yeah.
So I could very well go in with the expectation that I'm taking a call, and then and you know, nobody's there, and then you know, it really breaks up the pattern of the show. So it's much better to know that somebody's on the line and that kind of thing. And the amp line, you know, it's old technology at this point. It's been replaced by the new the great new line that we have, 855-450-3733. And the software that has been purchased by Genesis Communications Network, of their Ted Anderson, who's the guy in charge, has invested heavily in Free Talk Live and in the Genesis Communications Network, with the intention of just making better shows. And you know, I've got to say, the tip of my hat to you, sir. He's done a really great job with this new setup, and it's been implemented well by the gentleman George over there who does these things.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
Indeed. So, and yeah, remember, it's Labor Day, so we're thanking Alex the board op too.
Thanks, Alex.
But, you know, this is one of the things that I've been meaning to tell the amplifiers for quite some time. I'm not even mentioning it in the promos, even though it used to be a really great benefit. It was a better way to get a hold of the show at one point. Now I don't think it is. And, you know, technologies just tend to replace other technologies. Maybe when Ian gets out, he can think of better ways to use it. I don't know. But currently, as I'm running the show, my experience is it's significantly better to call in at 855-450-3733. And, you know, replace the amp number in your phone with that, or replace whatever number you've got for Free Talk Live with that. And that will, I believe, serve you better.
But also to all you laborers, thank you for amplifying.
That's right. Yeah. You know, so many amplifiers, they just amplify. They don't even use the perks that come with being an amplifier. Some of them
That's
really
so
love
sweet.
The perks. But they just believe in the idea of Free Talk Live bringing, you know, liberty to different venues. There's 109 radio stations we're on, 2 XM channels, and it's an incredible reach, and it's really all because the amplifiers have done it. And you can go get involved at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, we ask for $3 a month, and there are perks. I would say that the biggest perk at this point is probably the amplifier, the commercial-free podcast for amplifiers.
Can't beat that.
Yep. Derek, thank you.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Tune in the meantime, freetalklive.com, and we'll be live again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.